good morning. You know what time it is. It's 8 o'clock here on US 103.1. It's time for the Gunsmith Show. Saturday mornings, 8 o'clock. That's what we do here, John.
It is what we do, and thank God we do.
It's good to be here. Good to see ya.
Well, and it's Thanksgiving week coming up, so we're thanking God for a lot of things, you know?
We are indeed.
We are. We have a lot to be thankful for.
Very thankful. There's plenty of good things going on.
That's exactly right, and we got to remember that. So this is the Gunsmith Show, though, here on US 103. Man, what a day. 36 degrees this morning, and tonight it's going to be about the same. 45 degrees at noon. Hunting weather, just supreme. I love it. 23rd of November. So here on the Gunsmith Show, we want to talk a little bit about a lot of things today, but we got some good topics. And the first thing I want to bring up is the MCRGO CPL report. It's very good. Very good news.
This is the acronym segment of the show. MCRGO.
CPL. Okay, CPL, Concealed Pistol License, for those that aren't familiar. The Michigan CPL license is required to carry concealed weapons here in Michigan. And MCRGO, which is Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners, puts out a report every month. They get all the information from the Michigan State Police. So it's backed up, and they give us monthly numbers. And I want to go back a whole year.
How far down are we? Are the numbers down?
No, the numbers are up. If we go back a whole year, Dan, there was 816,000. We were happy we had surpassed 800,000 in 2023. So we're at 816,000. This November, November 24, we are up 36,000 CPL holders in the state of Michigan. Now, you got to remember, a lot of CPL holders die. A lot of CPL holders, you know, just through attrition, they decide not to, you know, they get too old, they don't want to carry anymore, or they let their license lapse. Well, anyways, we're over 852,000 now.
That's probably as of the end of October, right?
Yes. Yeah, as of November 1st. That's the numbers. So last November's numbers was 816,000 CPL holders, and this November, 852,000. So What I find amazing is that's 36,000 people in a year that have taken their 8-hour class, done their due diligence, been good Americans.
Well, as you say, though, that's net number, so it's probably more than that.
Oh, yes,
who have
some didn't
taken
pass.
Taken the course.
Yeah.
And some people have passed, obviously, so it's a net number.
Yep.
So at least 36,000 have taken the course.
And that's 200, and just out of that 36,000, that's 288,000 hours of training to be trained at carrying a concealed weapon here in Michigan. And I think
knowing what the laws are, knowing what your responsibilities are.
Exactly. So hats off. That's just great news. So I have to say that I feel more at peace every month it grows. When it gets smaller, which it hasn't in years, it gets more every month. But it just hats off to all those people that did your due diligence and got their CPLs. And
the population isn't really growing in Michigan either.
No, it's not. So and we went through a study a few months ago on the show about how many people are actually eligible. And we're not far from that eligibility line of people that can or should have CPLs. So
what does that mean?
Well, what I mean is some people might be felons. They might have been charged with a misdemeanor. They might have
underage.
Underage. Yeah, they take the children and the people in basically in homes, you know, that are elderly, that are beyond. The thought of basically they're in need of protection from other people at this point. But my point of all this is it's wonderful news.
What's the total? So you're saying it's not we're not closing in on 100% of those who are eligible. What percentage of the people who are eligible to get a concealed pistol license are there in Michigan? So what percentage of those who do?
From my studies and my crunching of the numbers, this is from, I think it was August I did this study, I think we're at about 50% of the people.
So there's only
that are eligible and that are truly willing, that are able to. Do you understand my thoughts there? My thought, why I say eligible or willing, is some people are just are anti-gun. They don't want it out of their house.
But so you can't really factor that into this sort of a study, though. So there are how many people in Michigan? 8 million?
Actually, I think it was like 9.4 million.
So 9.4 million. So yeah. So not quite 10% are carried. But you have to shave off from the 9 million.
Well, you got to shave
those
off.
Those who are too young, those who are ineligible because they're felons, convicted felons.
Yep. And misdemeanors.
And misdemeanors that disqualify. So you're looking so it's about 10% of the...
And prisoners.
So it's about...
Because prisoners are accounted for in our population.
So what is about 10% of the eligible population carries? 10 to 15, maybe?
No, I think it's actually more than that. If you're looking at... once you take out the children, that brings the number... Children and elderly brings you down to under 6 million. So we're looking at, I think the number we came up with was 23%.
Okay.
We think it's 23% right now.
All right.
And my thoughts are, you've done this much, you've got your CPL, it's time to join a club, an NRA-sanctioned club, learn, train, join leagues, learn how to use your gun properly. Don't let it be a coat closet, you know, dust collector. Know what you're doing with it and know how to use it.
It's like getting your license. You know, people will go take the driver's test to get their license,
yeah.
And then all that stuff goes away. They forget about it. You never go back. But with a firearm, it's important to train,
yeah,
to stay up on the latest legislation. They just passed new laws in the state of Michigan.
A lot of them.
So,
yeah.
So
and there's some executive. What do you call them? Not decisions.
Executive orders.
Executive orders coming.
But the
through,
thing is,
things are going to change.
So the time when you got your CPL, that's a moment in time.
Right.
Things constantly change, so you want to stay up on it. So the CPL is the first step, not the last step.
Right.
That's what you're saying.
And it's just the beginning. It's the cusp of what your future is. And some of the other things you're going to want to do is, as well as joining a club and an affiliated club with the NRA, so that you're truly getting the best leadership and you're not getting cockamamie ideas, practice, get to the range privately, just go shoot, learn how your gun works without distractions if possible, so that you understand the muscle memory, practice at home, get yourself one of those Manus X's or one of those electronic devices that work with your gun so you can practice at home, learning how to shoot from behind the couch, maybe from the front seat of your car, lots of different ideas. But seriously, think very seriously about getting the insurance. USCCA, Texas Law Shield, Concealed Carry, there's all kinds of companies out there. Do some due diligence, study, see if what's affordable for you. I hooked up with Texas Law Shield like 10 years ago, and whenever I'm traveling, we give them an itinerary. They give us a quick list of what we got to do when we're traveling through those states. It's a good upgrade. I got friends that call me all the time. Hey,
kinda like AAA.
I'm very similar.
Mapping out your itinerary.
Very similar. Yeah. I'm going to Iowa, but I'm going to drive through Illinois, and that always raises a red flag because Illinois is an anti-gun state. Unfortunately, you know, it's a lot like California. There's a lot of good people there, but you got to be careful. So I strongly recommend getting one of the insurances. It's a little bit of money each month, and it's money well spent. It's peace of mind. It'll help you when you put your head on the pillow at night. It'll help you rest a little better knowing you have that insurance. You just have to do everything right. So there is responsibility with this. You have to do everything right. So be mindful of that, and everything should go good for you. I will say this, that having it is it's a double-edged sword. Having your CPL is a double-edged sword, but it's worth it because, you know, every sharp knife in the drawer can cut you, but you don't want to.
Did you see the video?
Be able to defend.
Did you
yourself.
See the video of this guy on the subway who they're trying to convict a murder?
Yeah.
And they show the video of him talking to the police officers after the incident. And
yes.
He doesn't have a lawyer. He goes right in and tells them what happened.
Right.
right? Because he didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
So he said, this is what happened. So he just talks to him. And now he's being prosecuted.
Yeah.
You know, and all the attorneys that I see, you know, this guy never, these charges never should have been brought. They weren't for 10 days. So the police officers didn't charge him.
Right. It was it wasn't until there was a
backlash. Yeah. Yep. And so that's why it's important to make sure that you've got some help. And sadly, it means that if there is an incident, you don't talk to the police.
Exactly.
Until you have your representation.
Yep. Yeah. That's what we always said was you have your driver's license right behind that. You have your CPL because if you ever get pulled over, you have to show them both immediately. And don't be one of these dummies that don't do it. I'm sorry, I don't answer questions. You know, I see those videos all the time on Facebook. And the third thing should be your lawyer's card or your insurance card for the company that you're going to call. And don't answer any questions until the police are going to be, come on, you know, just tell me. But you got to follow the advice that they give you. And even police officers will tell you.
Police officer might be a good person.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Might be on your side, but they're not making the ultimate decision on whether charges are going to be
exactly.
brought.
It's going to be the prosecutors that do that and their higher ups. So, and there could be political pressure on them to boost numbers in certain ways and shapes and forms. I'm a volunteer police
careful.
Officer. I understand this.
You just have to be careful.
And, you got to be very careful. So, and congratulations to all of you that have your CPLs.
That means you're a careful person. And you're already a careful person. This is the next step. This is another part of it.
Let's make 2025 an even better year. Let's boost these numbers up to 900,000 or above and get a lot of people in there. So we're glad to have you. Hang on tight. We got a lot more coming up. We're going to talk about...
No.
I can't let it out of the bag.
I'm introducing the next segment. I have a new title for
it. Oh, you do?
It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. You can check out past shows at
thegss.com.
GSS.com. You can also check them out on Facebook.
And you can link to all of our sponsors.
And we'll be back right after this. It's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1.